pleasure doing business with you, Carter. This deal will help us both, I'm sure.
Right back at you, Emily. Good luck with your business, Bullseye Weapons. Always nice to be at the Fairmont Hotel.
These days are always hard on me, but it's afternoons like this that make the hard deals worthwhile.
I agree. The timing is so perfect, and always nice to see Bodyguard Jason.
Get down!
What is going on, Bodyguard Jason? Were those gunshots?
Emily, Carter, get back inside.
We need backup out here now!
Oh, damn. This is gonna ruin my whole day.
Emily? No. Come on, stay with me.
Bodyguard Jason, I'm gonna be okay. I've been through your cooking.
Why would you say that? Come on, don't joke about this now. Emily, please don't die on me. Is she gonna make it? Medic? Medic! Come over here.
I'm sorry, Bodyguard Jason. She lost a lot of blood. We'll do what we can, but I think your job as her bodyguard is done.
Here's to the best woman I've ever known. Blackjack dealer, hit me. Dealer, you did it to me again. 13?
Hey man, you seem out of it. Maybe you should slow down.
No way, I was the best bodyguard in the business. Bodyguard freaking Jason. Of course I had to blow it, letting the best woman I've ever protected die on me. Emily was the best. You wouldn't understand my pain, blackjack dealer.
Just forget about me, bodyguard Jason. It's not your fault.
Emily? It can't be. Emily, you're alive?
Okay, buddy. I think you've had enough to drink here.
I thought it was too good to be true. Blackjack dealer, I'm leaving. I'd like to cash out.
The job is done, Carter. I'm still expecting my payment. This Emily woman wasn't an easy target, but who likes the easy things, huh? I was curious, though. Why meet here at an airport bar?
Hey, man. You know what life is about? I got a few words. Meetings, airplanes, and bars. The life of a guy who can finally take down the deal that Emily had on Bullseye Weapons. No more one-sided selling. Now, $100 million I owe you.
I appreciate doing business with you. Now it's time we lay low.
Attention, we are now boarding the 7:30 flight to Libya.
Let's go, my friend. This is our flight to paradise and security.
Bullseye Weapons? Libya? That must be the sniper in the window who took out Emily. Who's the man with him, though? I haven't blown my cover yet. If only I could sneak on the plane.
You have a dead eye, my friend. Felt the bullet nearly graze my head.
Excuse me, Carter. I couldn't help but notice that you and your friend here seem to know your way around a decent suit. My name's Jason. Bodyguard Jason.
Ah! Oh, Jason. Didn't expect to see you on this flight. This is a friend of mine. He's pretty shy about his name.
So what are you two heading to Libya for?
Well, after all the business I've been through, and what you and I witnessed at the Fairmont, a weekend in the desert would be nice.
What about the business with Emily before she died? You know, I used to be her bodyguard, you son of a gun. I figured you had something to do with her death.
You should have left all this alone, Bodyguard Jason. Now prepare to meet your maker by the heat of my pistol.
Ah!
Jason, you're finally waking up.
Where am I? Is this heaven?
You took a nasty bullet in the face. It's a miracle you're alive. It went right through your cheek.
Huh? Medic, how long have I been out for?
It's only been 2 days. You should get some rest, Jason. I'm gonna be right back with some water for you.
You're not my bodyguard anymore, Jason.
Emily, no. You can't be alive. I watched you die on the street.
That wasn't me. Don't be naive. I needed a way out. I've been in the weapons industry too long and have made too many corrupt deals with unsavory people. After 3 attempted kidnappings, I had enough of the threats. So I took my chance with a hitman, and we together hatched a plan to fake my death. I would empty all my bank accounts so I had a way to leave, while paying off the hitman more than that sleazy businessman Carter ever offered him.
I watched over you, through thick and thin. How could you do this to me?
Oh, because. You see, Jason, you were merely the hero of the story, but you just had to meddle in. So before I go away, I need to cut all my loose ends. And since you got involved, I had to add one more to my list. Night, night, Jason.
What are you doing with that pillow? Oh.